As it relates to today's daf, as we mentioned, there's really a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of different directions that we can go in. Some of it is Gittin related, some of it is Shas related, and Be'ezer Hashem, the plan is that in the next few days we'll refer back to this daf a little bit, and we'll talk about different inyanim. But as it relates today, just one ha'ara that's more Shas related and less Gittin related, but it comes very much from today's daf. It's a very, very important Maramakim. It's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. It's one of the most famous tshuvas of the Noida B'Yehuda, and it very, very much relates to today's daf. Everyone knows that the halacha is that truma has no share. So one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah is that if you own a field in Eretz Yisrael and peiros grow, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa to be mafrish truma. How much truma? So the Gemara says, chita achas peiteres esakri. There's no share. One chita kipater an entire kreet. So you can have this grosser geschäft where you're manufacturing thousands of bushels of tefuah every single year. You take one strand of grain, you mafrish it as truma, the halacha is chita achas peiteres esakri. Now this is in sharp contrast to maaser. Maaser has a shear. It's me'eser. It has to be 10%. Truma's maaser that the Levi has to give from the maaser that he received also has a shear. It's also 10%. But truma itself has no shear. It's the klal of chita achas peiteres esakri. Now, if this is true for truma, kamuvan, it's true for challah as well. Challah is really the equivalent thereof to truma. The difference is that you mafresh truma from tfua and you mafresh challah from isa, from da. But truma and challah parallel each other very, very much. And that means that just like when it comes to truma, the halach is the chita achas peiteres esakri, so too when it comes to challah, the halach is chita achas, or the proverbial thereof, just a little bit of da. Peiteres esaisa, it's going to pater the entire is. Stating that, the Rabbanon did give a shear for Truma, and the Rabbanon did give a shear for Chala. As it relates to the shear of Truma, so the Gemara says that really it depends on what kind of person you are. If you're a person that gives Ba'ayin Yafa, then you should give 1/40. 1/40 of your whole geshef, 2.5%, that's what the number should be. If you're someone that's Ba'ayin Ra, so 1/60. And if you're a Beinoni, so then you shouldn't do 1/50. But that's a rabbinic share. Because midday raisa, there is no share. Midday raisa, pit chita achas is peiteres esakri. As it relates to challah, sedir too, Chazal gave a shear. What's the shear? A person that is a regular balabas, he should give 1/24, echon michav dalit of his isa, and a nachtan gives echon memches, he gives 1/48 of his isa. But again, these shiurim of 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, 1/24, 1/48, as it relates to Isa, as it relates to Chala, these are all Shiur Durabban. Stating that, the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tshuva, and this is in Yeridei Madura Tinyana, it's Simin Reish Aleph, and the Tshuva was written to one of the more popular Shoyals in Tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, was written to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, and Noida B'Yehuda wrote to Rabbi Yeshaya Pick the following. He says, V'yeshli loymar bazeh. In this sugya, I want to say a dover chadash, a chiddush, like kodmani bazeh shum mefarish or poisek. I'm going to say a chiddush that no one in history ever said. So this is the koyach that the Noida B'Yehuda had. He said, I'm about to tell you a chiddush that no one in the world ever said. So what was this guy's chiddush that Noida B'Yehuda said? So he said a dover nifla. He said, we know Chazal say that when it comes to truma and it comes to chalo, chita achas, peiteres esakri. Stating that, said the Noida B'Yehuda, when it comes to the mitzvah of Afrosha's Truma and Afrosha's Chala, there's really two dinim. What are the two dinim? Number one, if a person has tfuah, he has a field, and he has a whole bunch of tfuah that grew. So the halacha is that until he's mafresh Truma, he's not allowed to eat from his tfuah. The tfuah is tevel. It's asa midei raisa, with a chiyav misa midei shamay. What he needs to do is, he needs to be mafresh from his Truma, and then after he's mafresh from his Truma, so the halacha is, now he's separated Truma, he'll be able to go eat his tefuah. It's no longer going to be tef. That's one din. Hafrashas truma. Obsedat sveita din. It's pashat. After you mafresh the truma, you have to take this truma and you have to give it to a kayan. That's a separate halacha. The two components together make up the parasha of Truma and the parasha of Challah. But this is back of the envelope math. This is very, very simple. The mitzvah of Truma, the mitzvah of Challah, is really made up of two distinct components. Number one is the hafrasha, and number two is the nesina. The two have nothing to do with each other. If somebody is mafresh Truma, at that point, he unlocked the Issa Tevel from his tefillah. If he never gives the Truma to a Kayan, he's a gazlan. He stole from the Maman HaShevet, Maman Sheyesh Latayv, and talked for Kayan Mitzi Noisim Yadah, Eim Mitzi Noisim Yadah. There's some fun sugyas. But the bottom line is, Tevel, if once he is mafresh Truma, at that point, if he eats the tefillah, he's not going to be over in Issa Tevel anymore. Then noch is the tzveite din. The tzveite din is you have to take the truma, you have to take the challah, and you have to do something with it. You have to be mekayim mitzvah sasina. You have to go and you have to give it to a kohen. Said the noy de Yehuda that I hope that when Chazal said chita achas peiteres asakri, they were referring dafka to the mitzvah safrasha. That mitzvah that you have to be mafresh truma. To unlock the Issa Tevel, for that all you need to do is give a chita achas, which is in contract to Maisa and Truma's Maisa, where you have to give a full 10%. But for a Truma, chita achas peteres sakri, and the equivalent thereof as it relates to Chala. Abavas is negate the tzeita then. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of taking the Truma and now giving it to the Kohen, taking the Chala and giving it to the Kohen, for that already you would have to do a proper Nesina, and for that, said the Noy de Yehuda, you would already have to have a share. That's what the Noy de Yehuda said. He says, I don't have a right to say something like this. Chazal say chita achas beiteres sasakri. It's everywhere. No one ever said such a chiddush, as the Noy de Yehuda himself said. So if that's the case, what's even the makar to say something like this? So the ikka tshuva that the Noy de Yehuda wrote was on this topic of challah. So we'll bring it out from the challah component. Although, if we were learning the sugyas of truma, we're learning neither. But if we learn the sugyas of truma, we can talk about it more from the truma standpoint. But the ikka tshuva was written regarding challah. Sned the Noy de Yehuda, because read the pasuk. The pasuk says as follows: you're going to eat from the lechem aretz. You have to make sure you're mafresh truma. What's that truma? Reishes arisoy seichem chala tarimu truma ketrumas goyren kein tarimu oisa. And then the Torah says, "May reishes arisoy seichem titnu lashem truma ledoyroy seichem." These three psukim are in totality the parish of chala. And it mentions both did. It mentions the mitzvah to be mafresh challah, and then to take that challah and give it to the kohen. But again, listen to the language that the Torah uses. You should set aside truma. Reishes arisoy seichem challah torimu truma ketrumas goyren kein torimu oisa. May reishes arisoy seichem titnu lashem truma ledoyroy seichem. The first two psukim, l'chayra, are talking about the mitzvah of Afrasha. The last pasuk that says, Mereshes Arisay Sechem Titnu Truma Lashem, that pasuk is already talking about the mitzvah of Nesina, the mitzvah of giving it to the Kayan. Says the Noy de Yehuda, being that the Torah used the Lashon of Titain, the Torah said Titnu Lashem Truma, Nesina means that it has to be a Dover Chashev. And a Chita Achas is not Chashev enough. To take a little bit of dough and to give it to a Kayan, you didn't give him a davar chashev. And being that the Torah used the lashon of Nesina, so the lashon of Nesina is mechayev that you give a davar chashev, and being that it's mechayev that you give a davar chashev, so therefore you won't be able to fulfill it. So when the Torah talked about hafrasha, did the Torah use the lashon of tarimu? It doesn't say anything about being mafresh ashir chashev. But when the Torah talked about giving it to the kohen, the Torah uses the lashon titnu by truma also. It says titein loy, give it to the kohen, titein. So there the Torah says a lashon of Nesina. Nesina says the Noy de Yehuda means it has to be a shir chashev. And if it has to be a shir chashev, that's the way it's going to work out. So he says, that's my makar. Chit achas peteres asakri. Yeah, when the Torah uses the lashon tarimu, so there's no makar that you need a shir chashev. But when you're giving now to the kohen over there, it has to be a shir chashev, and there it's going to have to be a Nesina. So the Noy de Yehuda said a dover nifla. Ready? A dover nifla. It says, take a look at Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says, on the mitzvah of challah, reishes arisoy seichem challah tarimu truma ketrumas goyren kein tarimu oisa ketrumas goyren zoktei l'gerashi shloi nema bashir. There's no shir. Meaning, what does the Torah mean when it says be mafresh challah like trumas goyren, like truma? It means that just like trumas goyren has no shir, chitachos peteres esakri, snow to here there's no shir. V'loi ketrumas meiser shnema bashir, as opposed to trumas meiser, which does have a share. Avach Chachamim nos nu share. Chachamim grad gave a share. Labal abayis echel miyasum ve'arba. Ule nachtoim echel miyarbanu v'shmoyim. So Zok Rashi, what does the Torah mean when it says, ki Trumas Goyren, the challah is like Trumas Goyren, just like Trumas Goyren has no share. Chit achas b'teres v'sakri. This name is true as it relates to challah. In the next pasuk, Meireshis Arisa Yisechem Titnu Lashem Truma L'Doyro Yisechem. Zok Rashi, this is two Rashis later. Titnu Lashem Truma Lafisha Loisham Manu Shir L'Challah. Being that we don't know of any Shir L'Challah Nemar Titnu, that's why the Torah said Titnu She Yeheba K'dei Nesina. The Torah is telling me Titnu that there has to be a Shir, and the Shir is that it should be a K'dei Nesina. So the Mizrahi, the ultimate Mefarish on Rashi, asks, Rashi was soysen v'shnosim mamish, two Rashis after, it's a plea of Finazach. First Rashi says, Kitrumas goyrin shloy nema bashir, aval chachamim nosnu shir. And then literally two Rashis later, titnu, l'fish aloy shamanu shir, nema titnu shiyehe b'kidei nesin. And the Mizrahi mutches, imamish mutches to be miyash of this Rashi. Said the Noida B'Yehuda, it's poshe, Rashi saying what I'm saying. Because there's two dinim in chalot, this is the hafrosha, and then there's the Nesina. Vos is negeya, the Afrosh, it's Ketrumas Goyren. Reishis Arisai Seichem Chalo Torimu Truma. That's Ketrumas Goyren Shein Lo Shir. Chnit Achas Beteres HaSakri. Obe Vos is negeya, Mereishis Arisai Seichem Titnu. Now we're talking about giving it to the Kayan. Titnu, who are you giving it to? To the Kayan. They're already, Tzorok Shiyehei Bad Nis Kidei Nesina. And says the Noida B'Yudu, says much as I feel like, who am I to say such a Chiddish? Literally, a Dover Chodosh, like Kodmani Bezeh Shum Mefarish HaPoysik. But I'm coming from Rashi and Chumash. I think it's an often a Rashi and Chumash. I don't see another way to be miyashid. The Mizrahi was matrik himself to give Zechan Eitzah to be miyashid these two Rashis. No, but the emes is, I think to me it's mamash kiminchai. Said the Noida B'Yehuda, that as much as I think this is emes, and this is the way it is, but at the same time it's not so pashit. And the reason it's not so pashit is because there's a sugya that's oymed kenegdi. And that's a sugya in Masechtas Gittin Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. We had in today's daf. We just learned it. The Gemara said, "Amar Rav Chizda said, Yochilna l'mifsalina l'kuli gita l'alma. I have a way I could passel every single get." And Rava was muching a little bit. Rav Chizda, the Rebbe, the Shver, like, what do you mean? Like, what was he coming from that if I want, I could passel every single get? So first he thought maybe it's because the woman is the one that pays for the get, not the man. And says, possibly he has to, hefker bez than hefker. But then he had another reason. Maybe what Rav Chizda was referring to is because it says v'nasam v'yada v'hochal o'yav v'midi. At the end of the day, he didn't give her anything. And because he didn't give her anything, so maybe that's the problem. What does it mean he didn't give her anything? So Rashi says that being that it says v'nasam, v'nasam sounds like she has to be a bar nesina. She hey shava pruta. And the niyar, the paper that the get is written on, has no value. It's a chaspa v'alma. And as a result, maybe that's what Rav Chizda meant. But the Gemara says, dilma nesina sketi. Who said Venosan really means that it has to be worth a Shava Pruta? Maybe all you need is that it should be a something. And a get is a something. Meaning, who said Venosan means that it has to be worth a Shava Pruta? If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos, it's a short Tosfos, but it's an Arichos. It packs a big punch, this Tosfos. Tosfos fires 10 different sugyas and shas in 10 lines. And Tosfos says like this, that it comes out from the maskon of this Gemara, that even though it says v'nosam b'yada, but doesn't mean that the niyar has to be worth a shavar prut. Even if it's not worth a shavar prut, it's going to be okay. Says Tosfos, I have other makaris for this, that where the Torah uses the lashon of nesina, still it doesn't necessarily mean nesina, it doesn't necessarily mean a shavar prut, and even if it has no shavis. V'chein, reading Tosfos inside. Shalat Ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyo. It's a pasuk in Rus, and it talks about kinyan chalipin. Like being a shava pruta, and we know you could be kind of kinyan chalipin with a sudder, even though it's not worth a shava pruta. Afak after chsev v'nasan shalav ish naloi v'nasan l'reyeyo. So you see, chalipin requires an asina, but it doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. So it's very gishmak. That's what the Gemara just said. There was a habamina that v'nasan b'yadin needs that the niyar should be worth a shava pruta, but the fiyamis it really doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. V'chein gabi truma says Tosfos. Chita achas poiteres hasakri. Aval gav techsiv titein loy. It says titein loy. And we know chita achas poiteres hasakri. Oh, so you see clearly that the word titein loy doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. Ubemat lois dam chatos. The Torah says that the dam that was put on the Mizbeach, by the chatos, it refers to it as a matono. The dam doesn't have to be worth a shava pruta. Ubemat lois pahoinois. The metzaira ain't by shir. You see over there, there's no shear. So it says Tosfos, it's very gishmak with the maskon of this Gemara. Chalipin, it says v'nosan, there's no shear. By truma, chitachas peteres hasakri, there's no shear, even though it says a lotion of titein loy. The hazois of the chatos, the matnas behoinis, you have all these different places where the Torah uses the lotion of sino, and it sounds like it doesn't have to be worth a shavar pruta. Says Tosfos, very gishmak. That's the maskon of this Gemara, that the v'nosam yoda they get also didn't have to be worth a shavar pruta. But then Tosfos goes weiter, and Tosfos says, "Lamaisa, I have two places that I found in Shas that the Torah uses the Lashon Nesina, and it does have to be worth a Shnava Pruta. One of them is, the Pasuk says, Isha sheyirkach kamoyu, v'asheyite mimenu alzar v'nichras me'amav. So that Pasuk, it's a Gemara, Krisus davavav v'beis, Taisus quotes, and it's talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. So the Shemen HaMishcha was put on Tayanim, Ke'anim Gedoilim, Melachim, but Azar wasn't allowed to put the Shemen HaMishcha on him. And the Gemara says that the only time a person would be over this Isser is if the amount of Shemen that was put was a Kezayis. If it was less than a Kezayis, not. And how do I know that? Because it says v'asheyite, and yitein is a sheir chashav. It has to be a kezayis. Says Tosfos, I see. You see, Nesina does have to be a shir chashav. Has to be a kezayis. So Tosfos, haynu mishum desichahi. The reason is because the Torah over there used the lashon of Nesina, where really the proper lashon would have been sicha. Asher yosuch. That's what you're doing. Really, what you're doing is sicha. Why the Torah used the lashon of Nesina? Lafuki mimashmos desicha kasi. It's coming to teach me a chiddush. So if the Torah goes out of its way and uses the wrong word, and the word is Nesina, so then enochanami. I'll go back to the Havamim of the Gemara, Gittin Daf Chafam and Aleph, then it's seen as a Lashon of Shavapruta, it's a Lashon of Chashivas. But it's only because the Torah used the wrong word over there. The Torah says, I have another case. The Torah says, regarding one of the Menachos, it says, Lo Yosem Aleh Shemen, V'lo Yitein Aleh Levoina. And the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Darshins, Daf Chamacham and Aleph, that how much Levoina are you not allowed to put on the mincha? You're not allowed to put a kezayis because it says lo yitein olel levoina. So it says, I have another gemara that the gemara says that nesina has to be a shir chashav, it has to be a kezayis. So it's the same teretz because by shemen it said lo yosim olel shemen, and by levoina it said lo yitein olel levoina. So why did we switch from sima to nesina? So we spoke out not long ago a raid by from the Malbim that explained the chiluk between sima and nesina regarding lifnei iva lo yitein michshal. But Tosfos over here says that why did the gemara change the lashon? Gufa to teach me this halacha, that even though Nesina itself doesn't necessarily mean a Sheir Chashav, but if the Torah went and the Torah changed the Lashon, over there that's going to be the way it is. But the bottom line is, Tosfos learns, and it's really based L'chaira on a Mefurisha Gemara, that even though there's a Havamina, that when it says V'nasa and it means a Sheir Chashav, it has to be worth a Pruta, has to be maybe a Kezayis, but L'fi Emes, it's not the way it is. And that's why Ksivas Aget could be on a Niyar, even if it's not worth a Shava Pruta. And that's why you could do Chalipin with something that's not worth a Shava Pruta. That's why Chita Achas Paiteris Esakri, even though it says Titein Loi. That's why the Matanis of the Dam, the Matanis behind us, even though the Torah refers to them as Matanis, still they don't have to have a Chashivas. Ah, you'll tell me you found two cases in Shas. That's Midashina HaKasav. If the Torah goes out of its way to use the Lashon Nesina, then it's going to be different. Otherwise, it says the Noite B'Yehuda, that Yodati B'ni Yodati. I understand that I'm saying a Chiddush. I'm saying that when the Torah said Titein, like by Truma, and the Torah said Titnu Lashem Truma L'Seichem regarding Chala, that it has to be a Shir Chashuv, and you don't say the Halacha of Chita Achas Peteres HaSakri. The Chura, it's Keneged a Gemara Masechtas Gittin, and it's Keneged a Mefurish Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin, Dav Chav Amar Aleph. So said the Noi to Rabbi Shaya Pick, I know what you're thinking. How do I have a right to go Keneged a Gemara? And how do I have a right to go Keneged a Mefurish Tosfos? So said the Noi to Yehuda, I'm going to tell you two answers. The first answer is, Pashit, just a V'yesh Loimer. Meaning, I think, could be, I can make this work even within Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos and the Tosfos, and that's why we went through the Arichos to speak out, this whole Tosfos said, that even though Nesina usually doesn't necessarily mean a Sheir Chashav, but Midashina HaKasav, if the Torah ever uses two words that really could describe the same thing, then if one of the words is Nesina, it's from the Shinu Yaloshin that it tells me that this must be what is going on. Since then, let's learn the Pesukim here in Parasha Shlach. Reishas Arisa Yiseichem Chalo Torimu Truma Ketrumas Agoyrin Kein Torimu Oysa. May reishnes arisoy seichem titnu l'Hashem truma l'dayri seichem. Now the Yehuda says, I think the Torah could have said the same thing it said without using the word titnu, but using the word tarimu again. And midashina hakasa, from the fact that the Torah went from using the word truma to using the word titnu, so just like Tosfos said regarding sikh of the Shemen HaMishcha, and just like Tosfos said regarding the shir of levoina, of lo yitin olel levoina, so too over here, the Torah changed by chala from
Tarimu to Titnu. So I think that gives me a basis now to Darshan, that Titnu has to be a Shirnasino. So I think even Lafi, what Toisvus is saying, even within the world of Toisvus, even if I want to accept Toisvus's framework. Now Toisvus says Mefurish that you don't have to give a Shir. Toisvus is one of his Mishol, and one of his examples that Nesino doesn't have to be a Shir Choshev, is Chitachas Peter Sakri, which is what the Noi Dibidu is goofa coming to contradict. But the bottom line is, I can work within the framework of Toisvus, and I think I could say what I want to say. But said the Noi Dibidu, but I don't think I have to do that. And he said, because I don't know if this whole Toisvus is Muchach. That's what Noi Dibidu said. I don't know if this whole Toisvus is Muchach. And he says like this, I want you to know that Lemaisa Toisvus said what Toisvus said. And he says, I have no right to ever argue with a Toisvus. V'chasvus sholim shehoyisi maharir achar divrei Rabbi Yisrael. And chalilu to think that I would ever have the places to go and go keneged a Toisvus. Ilmolei shematzasi sheheim atzman b'makam achar loikosvukein. But he said, I found the Toisvus somewhere else where Toisvus himself doesn't seem to agree with what he said over here. Now, this are the Toisvus already. We can't go into it, but it's the Toisvus Masech the Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. If you want to look it up, it's the top Toisvus. And Toisvus seems to say over there for a Dover Pashat that wherever it says the Lashon of Nesina, it means it has to have a proper Shir. So said the Noi Deb Yehuda that I would never be Chaylik with a Toisvus. But I found another Toisvus, and it seems like Toisvus himself was Masopik. And if Toisvus himself was Masopik, that much already I'm confident to be Machriya Bein HaToisvuses. And I'm going to say the chiddush that I want to say. And that is, says the Noi Deb Yehuda, that although the Gemara had a havamina to say that every single get should be possible, why? Because a get has to be written on a Shavaputa, because it says a Lashon of Nesina. And the Gemara seemed to have fallen off of that. What was the Gemara's teretz? Duma Nesina's get Baalmehi. So the Noi Deb Yehuda, I don't think the Gemara was ever being chayzer from the havamina. What was the havamina of the Gemara? That if it says Venasan, it has to be a Shavaputa. The Gemara was chayzer. The Gemara said, no, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means Nesina's get Baalma. Said the Noi Deb Yehuda, you think the Gemara was chayzer? That in the Havamina the Gemara thought, Vinasa means Choshev. And now, it's true, it's a Tois. It seems too fickle. That's not what the Chazar of the Gemara was. I'll tell you what the Chazar of the Gemara was. The Gemara in the Teretz also holds what it thought in the Kasha. That in order to be Mekayim, Vinasa, it has to be a Dover Choshev. The Gemara in the Havamina thought that the Chshivos has to be that the paper is worth $20. Kamash Malon, that the get is Be'etzim Choshev. And you Mekayim the Venasa about the get HaTachshivos. Not Mitzad, the value of the Niyar. That's missing the whole Svin over here. The Chshivos is Mitzad, the Chshivos of the piece of paper. Says the Noi, She'en HaKavona El Nesina Saget. Meaning, Va'av She'en HaShavam Uwe Mikri Nesina. She'et Dover Godel Nasan Lo. She'al Yodem Uteris La'alma. So just like the Gemara in the Kasha thought that Venasa needs to be a Dover Choshev, I think in the Teretz the Gemara thinks that also. The Shakl of Etariya, the Havamin and the Teretz of the Gemara is what the Taich of Chshivos is. The Gemara thought it's the money. Not everything is about geld. Sometimes something can be choshev not out geld. It's choshev poshet because of what it's doing. It's being materish alma, and that in and of itself gives it a chshivos. And that was the maskana of the Gemara. I think that's what's going on over there. And then the Noi Deb Yehuda goes on one by one. He's doicha every one of Tosfos's rais. I mean, Tosfos started off. He had a whole bunch of raya's that Yisina doesn't have to be a davar choshev. And the Noi Deb Yehuda says, I don't think this is a raya. I don't think that's a raya. As it relates to the most important one, and that is the Tosfos said chita achas peteres hasakri, even though it says tite. Says the Noi Deb Yehuda, arva tzarech. How did Tosfos know that? Meaning, that's my whole point. I hold that when it says titen, you actually do have to have a davar choshev. Meaning, Tosfos says, oh, we know chita achas peteres hasakri. It says titen. No. Toisvus, that's good for what I'm saying. I'm saying faket. Really, Nesina has to be a double choshev. It says titen. You're right. Cheschit achas peteres sakri is only as it relates to the hafrasha. But since again, the under chelik over there, it's going to be different. But the bottom line is, this was the chiddush of the Noi Deb Yehuda. The chiddush of the Noi Deb Yehuda is that even though throughout Shas cheschit achas peteres sakri, and there's the equivalent thereof as it relates to challah as well, but at the same time, this is only going to be true as it relates to the first mitzvah, the hafrasha chelik. Versus Negeya, the Nesina, giving it over to the Kayin, for that already you would have to have a Shir Choshev, and if it's not going to be a Shir Choshev, it's not going to be okay. So you just said, how does it play out Lamaisa? So this is how he comes out. He comes out like this. Chala. The Ikka Tshuva was written related to Chala. The two Rashis in Parsha Shlach are Negeya, Chala. So it says, the Noi Deb Yehuda, what's the Shir Chala? So for a Balabas, it's 1/24. He says, I think that 1/24 is a Shir Deiraisa. That's a real shir. The 1/24 is a shir deiraisa. And Rashi said 1/24 is a shir derabbanan, and he meant to be mafresh 1/24. But to give 1/24, I think, is a shir deiraisa.
But Sneden Rebbe Yehuda, to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs in the Sina Dei Raisa, you don't have to give 1/24th of everything. So if a person's running, it's a big kitchen with a lot of challahs that are being baked right now, you don't have to give 1/24th of everything. 1/24th of one Isarin, that's the minimum share of challah, that in and of itself would be enough for it to be considered a Bar Nesina, and with that you'd be Mekayim, your mitzvah Dei Raisa. The Rabbanan said you should give 1/24th of everything. So there is a shir derabbanan in the nesina itself, because really midayraisa all the pnitein and the titnu is mechayiv is that you give a shir chashiv. For that, it just has to be chashiv. What does chashiv mean? So Nayyuda said, I think the shir echem yichav dalit is the shir Chazal wanted. That is the shir derayisa. They gave that shir, meaning the chiyuv shir is derayisa. That it's 1/24th. But within the 1/24th, there's a deraisa and there's a derabana. The deraisa is the ikka 1/24th of the one isarin. When you're going to give 1/24th of everything, which is what you have to do, a chelik of that will be the rabana. Says the Neid Biyuda, if you do the sikum, what you have is three dinim, three shiurim, as it relates. This is mamish yisoid achsidus v'shoidash avoid atmim in matnas kohuna. This is a very important shuv. So he said it comes out as three dinim. Vas is negei da hafrasha. There's no share at all. Vas is negated in a sina. Now there's already a shear. What's the shear? Again, let's talk about challah. It has to be 1/24th. But 1/24th of one isarin, with that you already fulfilled the shear deiraisa. There is a din derabanan to be moisef, and the din derabanan is to give 1/24th of everything. That hoisafa is going to only be mid derabanan. So the hafrash of the whole shear is the rabbanan. What's negated in a sin? A chelik of it will be deraisa, and then a chelik of it is going to be the rabban. Either way, we just spoke out a good chelik of the tshuva, not the entire tshuva. I'll tell you something interesting. He goes weiter, and this is interesting because it's interesting also because who the Neid Yehuda is writing the tshuva to. It's written to Rabbi Shaya Pick. So it seems that Rabbi Shaya Pick was telling him something about real Kabbalah. So Teich Dvarav, this is already a little bit of a digression. It's the same minyan, but a little bit of a digression. So he writes to him, Zula Zed, Divrei Agada Shehisker. This Divrei Agada that you mentioned in your letter to me, the Hayishuv Sha'ola al pi Soid HaIbur, you had a nice kasha on Agadata, and you had a teretz based on the Soid HaIbur. So what's the Soid HaIbur? It doesn't mean the Moilid, I don't think. The Soid HaIbur is Ibur and Gilgal is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. So we know what a Gilgal is, right? Gilgal is when a person's neshama is reincarnated, it comes back down to this world. And Ibur, I think, is when it's a chelik of a neshama. So there's a fusion of two different neshamas. So again, it's what's known as Ibur. But the bottom line is, Shnat Tzadikim Boim Gam B'Doyre So Achroinim B'Soyda Ibur. So the Rebbe Yehuda tells Rabbi Shaya Pick, you were telling me about Tzadikim, they come back into different generations, and in Unzere Welt, we have different Tzadikim. Hine, Rum Maloso, he says, Yu She'edeh Ba'atzmesh Tzadik Gomer, you know you're a Tzadik Gomer, Ulai Miskayim Boim, maybe you were Zoichet to Soyda Hashem L'Yireya, Ves Yishorim Soyda. Clearly, you tapped it. So maybe you were zaychet to say that Hashem liyareyev. So you know from these zachen. Aval ani ban beoni ani samech bechelki chelik hanigla b'shasu poiskim. I'm a samech bechelki. Chmesish from say do'ibur. But I know a little shasu poiskim. The only esek v'nestaris. V'halavai shechelik hanigla yalo biyadi. V'Hashem yoyreini neflois b'teirasa v'yancheini b'derek emes. Haderek shedorchu boi raboisai noichei nefesh. This is pretty shocked. But the bottom line is, this is what he told him. But regardless, I just want a few Poshit, tiny hoistophis, postscripts, we're finished. But just a few tiny postscripts. Number one, the Welt says that it could be this Chiddush of the Neid Behuda is really totally in a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he's moinu the mitzvah of Truma and Chala, he's moinu one mitzvah. And in Shom in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's moinu one mitzvah. The Ramban, in his lengthy hasogas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is in Shoyrish Shnei Masar, Shoyrish Yud Beis. One of his asogis are in the way the Rambam counted the mitzvahs of Matnas Kahuna, and the Ramban told the Rambam that I think you made a mistake. You counted it as one mitzvah, it's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafrish, and then there's a separate mitzvah to give. So the Welt says that it sounds a little bit like maybe the Chiddush of the Noi Dibiyuda should be totally in the Shiloh. I mean, if it's one mitzvah, so then it's a little harder to say and to bifurcate in one mitzvah that this Chelik in the mitzvah does have a share and this Chelik in the mitzvah doesn't have a share. In the Ramban, it's Asach Kicher. It goes over a little bit better. So you can say that no, that the Hafrosh is one mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is a different mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's a different count in 613. This mitzvah has no share and this mitzvah does have a share. Pasha. There's another comment that all the Achreinim make on this Neid B'Yehuda, and that is, the Neid B'Yehuda prefaces Chiddush by saying, V'yechli loymer b'zeh dover chadosh, loy kodmani b'zeh shum mefarish el poisek. I'm going to say a Chiddush that nobody ever said. And everybody comments on the Neid B'Yehuda, that it was Nelam from the Noida Behuda Shitas Arishayim. This was not the Noida Behuda's Chiddush. He wasn't the first one to say this. It's a Tosfos Rid. It's a Tosfos Rid in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches, where the Tosfos Rid says, come out word for word this Chiddush of the Noida Behuda. So I'll show you something interesting. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and this is in Derech Amuna, it's in Hilchas Trumois, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam over there, right? Derech Amuna was written as a pirish on the Rambam, Mishnah Berurah style pirish on the Rambam in Zerach. So the Rambam says, "Truma gedoyla ein lo shem in atayra. Shenem areishes degoncha kolshu afilu chita achas poiteres esakri." So Zok Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna. But what does it mean, chita achas poiteres esakri? Afilu meya kiroyim. A person has 100 kris. Va'afilu mikamis sodos. They're in multiple fields. Va'afilu kol atfuah shel kol eretz Yisrael. Pretty dramatic. He owns all the tfu in the entire land, from sea to shining sea. Yochai lifter b'chit achas. You can take one chit, you can buy it. So you want to know what it means, chit achas, but there is a sacred. So, Reb Chaim, v'yesh k'tzas rishonim, the sfirlu, the sun rishonim, that hold, that dafka le'inin lifter akri mitevel, sagi b'chit achas. Dafka vos is negeya patrin from tevel. Avol mitzvahs nesina, lo yekayim, im lo yitin kashir nesina. That for that already you have to give a shir nesina, says Reb Chaim, that there are some Rishonim that said that, Avo Roiv Rishonim, Cholken Alze, Vesfirulu, the Mekayim Mitzvahs Nasina, Gamba Mashu, Vein Tzorach, like Kazayas, Veloy Shava Pruta, Ayin Sham. So on the bottom, in the Tzion Halacha, says Reb Chaim, who are these Rishonim that said it? Hatoysus Rid, Bekedushin, Dafnun Chesam Abez. This Maramokim, the Velt had already. Reb Chaim, with his great Bekias, Umaram Chalav, Psochim, Daflamid Bez, Amid Bez, Dibri Amaskul, the Ein. The Ireim Asholim Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. The Kach Kosev Anoida Be Yehuda Tinyana Simin Reish Aleph Misvara De Nafshe. Says Reb Chaim that Yehuda already wrote in the Tshuva Misvara De Nafshe. But the emphasis, there were three Rishonim that said it. Number one, you had the Tosfos Rid that said it. Number two, you have a Maram Michalav that said it. And number three, there's even a third Rishon that says it. And the third Rishon that says it is the Ireim. So this is something that Yehuda said, I'm going to say a Chiddush and nobody ever said. But the emphasis, this is an Indian that you find in the Rishonim.